T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who was the greatest player never to win a Super Bowl? Or should we just call this, other than Dan Marino, who was the greatest player never to win a Super Bowl? Right? Because, I mean, isn't he the answer?
Well, that's what everybody assumes, but there's a few other, you know.
Okay, we already got a bunch of ticket texts. And the phone number, by the way, is 248-539-9797. Here we go. Dan Marino, huge. Is this even a debate? I thought it was settled science that Dan Marino is the greatest NFL player without a Super Bowl. Easy answer, Dan the Man Marino. And then Paul from Farmington Hills just texted in Matthew Stafford. I don't know. For a guy who's never won a playoff game, I'm not sure you can say he's the greatest player never to have won the Super Bowl.
I mean, Marino's great. No doubt about it. Obviously, that's what everybody... But, you know, there are other people that should be considered here, like Barry Sanders. If you think Barry Sanders is the best running back of all time, which some people do, mm-hmm. some people don't, mm-hmm. then he's right up there with Marino. Okay. At least Marino actually played in a Super Bowl, but...
One.
Yes, I know.
The other thing, too, about this topic is...
You can't go... It's got to be in the Super Bowl era. Like, you know, Jim Brown doesn't count.
Okay.
He won a championship, but not a Super Bowl.
But there are some guys who won Super Bowls that I still consider... Like, I still think it's a crime that Brett Favre only won one, but I guess that doesn't really fit the criteria.
No, it really doesn't.
And I think it's a crime that Rod Woodson won one with the Ravens.
I know.
But I guess that doesn't fit the criteria, does it?
No.
So I guess technically it has to be a guy who never won one.
I'll tell you, I have a list here, and I do have one player from the other side of the ball. Bruce Smith.
Oh, yeah, I wrote him down, too.
Bruce Smith, one of the greatest, you know, linemen of all time.
Yeah, for
in
sure.
Four of them and didn't win.
You could go down the list of those Buffalo Bills.
You could do a different category, people who played in Super Bowls and never won.
Right, I mean,
Marino still wins that battle, though.
Well, Thurman Thomas, yes. Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith. I mean, there were some great players on that Bills team.
Yes.
Hall of Fame players on that Bills team.
Where would you, because, I mean, everybody knows him for something else. O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. Never won a Super Bowl.
Right. I'm trying to think of him. Is he the greatest murderer to never win a Super Bowl either?
Yes. I would think so.
I would think so.
Ray Lewis won one.
Ray Lewis won. Yeah, he won twice.
Twice.
He won two.
That's right.
Allegedly.
One for each person.
Oh,
allegedly.
Stoney.
Allegedly.
All right. So, first off, I do not think Dan Marino is the default answer on this. I think it's a lazy answer.
Oh.
It is, because let's change this up a little bit. Let's go by position.
Okay.
Or at least some positions, okay? And some guys. Obviously, the huge one is local.
Right.
It's Barry.
Right.
People think Barry Sanders is the greatest running back ever.
Right.
People
right.
do not argue Dan Marino is the greatest quarterback ever anymore.
True.
I think there's a couple maybe, but they're a very small minority.
They're wrong because it's Tom Brady.
Tight end, Tony Gonzalez.
Okay.
I think a lot of people revere him as the number one tight end now. Although if I were to put together a one-game team, I would pick Shannon Sharp because I thought he was more versatile.
Okay. How about Antonio Gates?
Yes.
Great, you
another
know.
Good
yeah,
one.
Another
but
good
wait, one. Who would you argue, Gonzalez or Gates?
Probably Gonzalez.
Yeah, so yeah. Therefore you eliminate Gates. Because that's what I'm trying to do here is eliminate
okay.
guys because you're going to buy position, take the best.
Okay, well then along those lines, a former guest of the FOP, friend of the program, Anthony Munoz. Right?
Correct, yes.
Viewed as the greatest offensive lineman.
Sure.
And one of the greatest. Along with John Hanna, another great offensive lineman.
Right, he was in with the Patriots, but he didn't win.
No, but Munoz right. played twice, right? He was on both those Bengals teams that went to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, all right. So the obvious answer for another position is Randy Moss, right?
I think so. I think he's clearly number two, but I do think some people argue T.O. or T.O. maybe some others.
Yeah.
What about Calvin?
I can't argue Calvin versus Moss.
No.
I think Calvin was a great player. But
how about Bill Schrader? Was he on that Packer team?
Azakim?
I don't even know.
Larry Fitzgerald.
And you helped me, Jamie, because I did not remember Rod Woodson winning with the Ravens.
Well, but I wrote him down, but then I was like, I better double check that. Do you remember him playing for the Raiders at the end of his career? I have no memory of that.
He played in the Super Bowl against the Bucks.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, so wow. So he played in two Super Bowls at the tail end of his career.
Because I think he would be right there with anybody because he was on the 75th anniversary team, which I think is another check mark to maybe take a look at. Guys that are on that team that didn't win,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the greatest linebackers ever. Can you figure out who it is? And he had an opportunity, a great opportunity, and didn't win it.
One of the greatest linebackers ever.
Bill Berge.
Jack Youngblood.
He had two opportunities at the bookending his career with two different teams in the AFC.
No.
That played in the playoffs this year. I'm just keep going.
Who?
Junior Seau.
Yeah.
Oh, he never won one with the Patriots?
No.
So he was only on the 07 team?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought he was on one of those teams that won one. Because I thought Rodney Harrison, but then Rodney Harrison was on... I think the 04 team. Yeah. So yeah. I always forget when some of those guys went on late in their careers to the Pats and how many of those years they played with the Pats. All right, let's go to the phones. Robert on a cell phone, greatest player never to have won a Super Bowl. What's up, Robert?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
What's
hey.
Up, man?
I think it's Fran Tarkenton.
Fran Tarkenton
was a great player, lost a few Super Bowls, but I don't think he's as good as Dan Marino, and quite frankly, I don't think he's as good as another quarterback who's never won a Super Bowl, and that's Dan Fouts.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true.
That's incredible. True.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, Fran Tarkenton, remember, was like the scrambling man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Dan Fouts. You know,
Dan Fouts is a very good one, Stoney. Dan Fouts, much like Phil Rivers, long careers, not maybe appreciated for being as great as they
same
were
team.
Or are. No, I know. I'd say same team, exactly. And I'd say greatest bearded quarterback of all time, probably, too.
Him or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Dan Fouts or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, that's a fair point.
My thing is I can't put those guys ahead of Marino. And I'm not a Dan Marino guy. I think he's kind of a bad guy, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because of his performance in the CBS pregame show?
No,
didn't he have that woman that he kind of messed with?
Yeah, well, there's like a nanny or something like
come on.
No, but I think he was a fraud. I do. Oh. I think he gave
all of his linemen isotoner gloves every year for Christmas.
Yeah, in Miami.
In Miami. All over the board are some of these names. Greatest player never to have won a Super Bowl. People just assume that it's Dan Marino. But here are some other ones for you, Stoney. On the ticket text, are you ready?
I'm ready.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Good one. But you know who else has not been mentioned yet? I'm looking to make sure I don't steal anybody's thunder, and I'm not. Eric Dickerson.
That's true.
Again, can you argue him ahead of Barry, though?
No.
But
I'm talking about mention. I said, you know, Barry from the beginning.
Was E.D. ever a sideline reporter in the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Along with, what was that woman's name? Guerrero?
Lisa Guerrero.
Lisa Guerrero, that's right.
And Melissa Stark.
Yes. How about Joe Thomas, one of the greatest left tackles ever to play? Jason Hansen. No, nobody's mentioned Jason Hansen yet. Derek Thomas.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a very good one.
That's still to me a difficult pill to swallow, that whole story, right? He was driving to the AFC Championship game, wasn't he? Not to play in, but to attend.
I believe so.
And he got in a car accident and was paralyzed, and then he passed away soon thereafter, didn't he? Wasn't that how the story went?
I recommend seeing the NFL Network's Football Life on that.
Oh, is that right?
On his whole career.
Right. Did Stoney appear in that or not?
No.
No.
Not right, Aaron Samuelson didn't.
You didn't either.
Let's go to Tom in Southfield on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got for us there, Thomas?
This is one I'm surprised nobody's brought up because I thought he was the best lefty to ever take a snap. Jim Kelly.
He wasn't a lefty.
He wasn't a lefty.
I thought Jim Kelly of the Buffalo Bills, I thought he was a lefty.
No, he was a righty.
No, he was right-handed.
Oh, well,
but he's
the best.
You think he's better than Marino?
Yes.
Why?
I think he took teams that were subpar and put them on his back and got them to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, Marino did it once, but...
I respect that answer. I just disagree with it as far as his supporting cast. I think Buffalo had a much better supporting cast than Miami.
At the time, Thurman Thomas was considered the best running back in football, or one of the best. I mean, in terms of pass catching and running, he had Andre Reed. I mean, he had good, you know,
really
wide receivers.
Good defense, too, with, you know, Bruce Smith and people like that.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about the offense. Do you think he was thinking of former Tiger left-handed specialist Jamie Walker instead of Jim Kelly? I'm just trying to think of what left-handed person he was thinking of.
He was thinking of Ken Stabler. I don't know. Steve won a Super Bowl.
So do this little exercise. Put Thurman Thomas in the backfield with Dan Marino. Does he win a Super Bowl?
He wouldn't have
beat the Niners that year.
He definitely goes to more than one.
Yes.
I would say there's no doubt. Yeah, I don't think he would have beaten the Niners.
Who's the best running back Marino has?
Tony Nathan?
Yeah. Was Delvin Williams on the Dolphins? Was
that I don't know.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar?
Do you know offhand, Paul, how many AFC championship games Marino played in? I mean, he went to one Super. He played in three? Okay. Let's go to Mike in Inkster on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Yeah. Hey, you guys forgot Warren Moon.
Warren Moon is a very good one.
Yeah.
Long career with the Oilers and the Vikings. Yeah. I mean, obviously should have beaten the Bills that particular Sunday afternoon up in Buffalo, and was the quarterback of some really good Vikings teams as well.
Did he win a Grey Cup, though?
That's not the topic.
No.
We're doing that at 8:30. Greatest players never to have won a Grey Cup. Tom Brady. Bobby in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Okay, Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson, the point guard from Georgia Tech?
No, Kenny Anderson, the quarterback.
For the Cincinnati Bengals. Very, very good play, very good quarterback.
Come on.
But no, he can't compare.
Say what you said off the air. He's not even the best Bengal quarterback never to have won a Super Bowl.
I think he is, but you could argue, some people could say Boomer was better. But Kenny Anderson's in the Hall of Fame or no? I'm trying to think.
Again, are we talking about the Georgia Tech guard? Or are we talking?
Kenny Anderson was a really good player, but he can't even be in the same conversation with the other quarterbacks we're mentioning.
Ken Anderson, Hall of Fame? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. No, he's not.
Okay.
There's Boomer. They have that going for each other.
Yeah. Two non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Best players never to have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think you have to be in the Hall of Fame. That should be like a prerequisite.
Prerequisite.
Yes.
I Googled Ken Anderson Hall of Fame, and there's an article that says, is 2019 the year Ken Anderson makes the Pro Football Hall of Fame? The answer, no.
No.
Jason in Livonia, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason. What's up, bud?
I want to get mine in for Randy Moss.
Yeah. He's right there.
Second best wide receiver in my mind to ever play, and won't. Jerry Rice won a bunch, so, I mean.
You know, here's the thing, too, about Jerry Rice and Randy Moss. And I love Jerry Rice. And for a long time, I thought Jerry Rice was the greatest player ever to play the game. But if both guys were coming out of college at the same time and I had my choice between Randy Moss and Jerry Rice, I might take Randy Moss. I mean, like, in terms of just pure talent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy was faster. He was taller. Both had great hands, although early in his career, the knock on Jerry Rice is that he didn't really have very good hands. He proved to have very good hands as he went along.
Nobody ran routes like Rice, though.
True.
I think Jerry Rice, like I would still stand on that mountain to try to argue he's the best player ever. Right. I believed it for a long time, and then Brady, just what he's accomplished.
I was the same way, and like I thought Montana was the greatest quarterback, but somehow Rice was the greatest receiver, and everyone said, how can you have both those opinions? A lot of Jerry Rice's greatest years were with Steve Young,
in
years when Montana was hurt, because, you know, he had those back injuries in the late 80s. I mean, they had Jeff Kemp, they had Steve Bono. It didn't matter who the quarterback was. Rice was still just a monster.
I mean, hit one of the great seasons is his 22 touchdown season.
Was it 87?
Yeah.
88 or 87?
Which is one of their teams that should have won it and didn't. They got completely surprised in the playoffs by the Vikings. Anthony Carter had a huge
game. I remember that game. I remember that game very well. That was when the drumbeat started for fickle 49er fans to go with Steve Young. It's like,
oh, really?
Are you guys aware of who that is out there? It's like, no, we got to go with Steve. It just shows you the, you know, ever-shifting role of the quarterback. You know, the backup's always the most popular guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.